This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron addressed the 14th India-France CEOs Forum in Paris, reaffirming their commitment to strengthening business ties and fostering innovation. The forum brought together top industry leaders from both countries, focusing on key sectors like defense, aerospace, artificial intelligence, infrastructure, and sustainable development. In his address, Prime Minister Modi highlighted India's growing attractiveness as a global investment hub, emphasizing its stable policies and recent economic reforms. He spoke about opening up the insurance sector to 100% FDI, allowing private participation in civil nuclear energy, and simplifying tax structures to enhance ease of doing business. He also pointed out how regulatory reforms are making India's economic governance more trust-based and efficient. The Prime Minister invited French companies to explore new investment opportunities in sectors like defense, energy, aviation, space, fintech and healthcare. He stressed India's leadership in emerging technologies such as AI, semiconductors, quantum computing and hydrogen energy, urging stronger Indo-French collaboration for mutual growth. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar also addressed the forum, underlining the importance of a global, inclusive approach to AI and innovation. He spoke about strengthening India-France and India-EU cooperation in key areas, diversifying production and building resilient supply chains. He also emphasized new opportunities in clean energy, infrastructure and defense manufacturing, highlighting the potential of the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor. The forum reaffirmed the strong economic partnership between India and France, paving the way for deeper cooperation in business, technology and sustainable development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted AI's transformative impact, calling it a defining force that is writing the code for humanity in this century. Co-chairing the AI Action Summit with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris yesterday, Prime Minister Modi emphasized the need for global cooperation to ensure AI benefits all of humanity. Mr. Modi also called for making the global partnership for AI more inclusive, ensuring that the Global South's priorities and concerns are addressed. Showcasing India's leadership in AI adoption, the Prime Minister spoke about India's digital public infrastructure, which has modernized governance and transformed lives for 1.4 billion people at minimal cost. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's commitment to developing AI for public good with a strong focus on inclusivity. He underscored AI's potential to improve millions of lives. Prime Minister Modi lauded the decision to establish the AI Foundation and the Council for Sustainable AI, congratulating the French president for leading these efforts. He assured India's full support in advancing responsible and inclusive AI governance. In a major announcement, the PM said India is ready to host the next AI Action Summit. The AI Action Summit in Paris concluded with the adoption of the leader's statement. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people on the eve of birth anniversary of Guru Ravidas. In a message, the president said, Guru Ravidas ji was a great Indian saint who gave the message of unity and brotherhood to all through his writings. The president said, his soulful poetry transcends the barriers of caste and religion and motivates entire humanity. President Murmu said, the life of Saint Sant Ravidas is a source of inspiration for all sections of society. The president called upon everyone to imbibe his message of devotion, compassion and selfless service, make it a part of their lives and contribute to the making of an inclusive society and a developed nation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the role of business between India and France is expanding as the bilateral relationship matures. Speaking at the inaugural session of the 14th India-France CEO Forum in Paris yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that India and France are two nations with a tradition of independent mindsets. Dr. Jaishankar remarked that India and France are moving from a buyer-seller phase toward deeper collaboration. He added that Make in India has opened up new possibilities. Country's net direct tax collection exhibited growth of 14.69% year-on-year to over 17,78,000 crore in the current financial year. As per the data released by the Central Board of Direct Taxes, the gross direct tax collection increased over 19% in comparison to financial year 2023-24. And that is the end of this news bulletin.